Hello, and welcome to TrustGodOnly.com. And the title is God's Seal or the Mark of the Beast. God's Seal identifies His servants. God's Seal is an important part of being identified as one of His own servants, because, for one, those that have His seal will be protected, especially in the end times that are coming soon. Without it, there will be great suffering. The book of Revelation is a series of end time events that have never taken place since the beginning of man, as Jesus spoke about in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. For then there will be great distress, such as until now, since the world began, there never has been, nor never ever will be again. In reference to what Jesus said, there will be a great tribulation period of suffering that man has never seen nor known. This is why we need to repent and become righteous in the eyes of God. The first Passover. There is an end time event coming that I like to refer to as the final Passover. In ways, it is similar to the first Passover, which took place in Egypt. God had sent Moses back to Egypt to free the Hebrews from slavery. The Pharaoh refused to let the people go. God then sent 10 plagues upon Egypt, one at a time. The 10th and final plague involved the death of the firstborn male, which included Pharaoh's son. The Hebrews had to mark the doorpost and header of their homes with the blood of a lamb so that death would pass over. Finally, with the death of the Pharaoh's son, He let the people go. But the Pharaoh still defied God and went after Moses and the Hebrews to kill them. All of the Pharaoh's soldiers were killed. You can read all about it in the second book of the Holy Bible, titled Exodus. This is one of those instances where God shows people that He is in control, that He is the all-powerful, the great I Am, God of the universe and our Creator. Many people are hard-headed, stubborn, rebellious, and just can't see. The placing of God's seal. The final Passover that I am referring to is the one in Revelation. It starts in chapter 7, Verse 3. Wait before you do any damage on land or at sea or to the trees, until we have put God's seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. God's seal that is put on the foreheads of the servants is a sign that they are true to God. They have proven themselves to be faithful to God. They are ones that put their trust in God, ones that have kept His commandments, ones that repented of their sins and gave up their will to God to live a life as a servant to Him, and to be as righteous as they could be in His eyes. They are the ones that practice the true religion in the eyes of God, which is mentioned in James chapter 1. Love one another and be uncontaminated by the world. Revelation chapter 8, verse 13. In my vision, I heard an eagle calling aloud as it flew high overhead. Trouble, trouble, trouble for all the people on earth at the sound of the other three trumpets, which the three angels are going to blow. The final Passover. In these times, people are going to receive God's seal. Those that are not servants to God will suffer horribly during this time. Those with God's seal will be protected. How righteous are you with God, our Father? Or do you belong to the world and its ruler, Satan? Are you going to be passed over and protected from the perils of the final three trumpets? Turn towards God and repent of your sins. Give up your worldly life and practice God's commandments. Jesus gave us a new commandment. Love one another, just as I have loved you. The suffering of the people begin. This is going to happen after the fifth angel blows his trumpet. Revelation chapter 9, verses 3-6. And out of the smoke dropped the locusts, which were given the powers that scorpions have on earth. They were forbidden to harm any fields or crops or trees, and told only to attack any men who were without God's seal on their foreheads. They were not to kill them, but to give them pain for 5 months, and the pain was to be the pain of a scorpion's sting. When this happens, men will long for death and not find it anywhere. They will want to die, and death will evade them. Read Job chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. There is another incident similar to this one in Ezekiel chapter 9, verses 3-6. He called the man in white with a scribe's ink horn in his belt and said, "Go through all the city of Jerusalem, and mark a cross on the foreheads of all who deplore and disapprove of all the filth practiced in it." I heard him say to the others, "Follow him through the city and strike. Show neither pity nor mercy. Old men, young men, virgins, children, women, kill and exterminate them all, but do not touch anyone with a cross on their forehead." The deception of the people. Revelation chapter 13, verses 14-17. Through the miracles which it was allowed to do on behalf of the first beast, it was able to lead astray the people of the world and persuade them to put up a statue in honor of the beast that had been wounded by the sword and still lived. It was allowed to breathe life into this statue, so that the statue of the beast was able to speak, and to have anyone who refused to worship the statue of the beast put to death. It compelled everyone, small and great alike, rich and poor, slave and citizen, to be branded on the right hand or on the forehead, and made it illegal for anyone to buy or sell anything unless he had been branded with the name of the beast or with the number of its name. You have to ask yourself whether you will have enough faith to survive this tribulation period or not. Will you be able to survive without accepting the mark of the beast? It is going to take a lot of work on your part to grow spiritually enough to withstand Satan. Our greatest enemy is fear. Without God, we have nothing. We don't have enough strength to protect ourselves. We are completely vulnerable to attack. Will you have enough faith to die for God, or will you give in to Satan to save yourself? What about your family? Don't you want to protect them? No gun or weapon of any sort will save you or your family. If you are going to die, die for a cause, the glory of God, and live. God's protection against our enemies. Here is more proof that God will protect those that are righteous in His eyes. Ezekiel chapter 14, verses 12 to 20. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, if a country sins against me by being unfaithful, and I stretch out my hand against it to cut off its food supply and send famine upon it, and kill its people and their animals, even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they could save only themselves by their righteousness, declares the Sovereign Lord. Or, if I send wild beasts through that country, and they leave it childless, and it becomes desolate, so that no one can pass through it, because of the beast, as surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, even if these three men were in it, they could not save their own sons or daughters. They alone would be saved, but the land would be desolate. Or if I bring a sword against that country and say, Let the sword pass throughout the land, and I kill its people and their animals, and surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, even if these three men were in it, they could not save their own sons or daughters. They alone would be saved. Or if I send a plague into that land and pour out my wrath on it through bloodshed, killing its people and their animals, as surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, they could save neither son nor daughter. They would save only themselves by their righteousness. May God be with you always. Thank you.